thank you. We're going to look at future energy sources this afternoon. If you've got any ideas as to what they will be, let us know. This text simply says nuclear. Thank you, Steve from Kendana. He rang to say thanks for playing Ganga Jang, good Aussie music. Yeah, I'm glad that is good Aussie music. I'm glad I could roll that out for you. This afternoon here on ABC Radio WA.
Stand by for retina print identification.
Time. Travel.
Robotic. Thinking. The future. Retina print identification. Complete.
Futurist, business futurist is Morris Mizalowski. Morris, good afternoon.
And good afternoon to you, Barry.
In a moment, I'm going to play you a bit of audio of Elon Musk. I just need to find it.
Always a good thing.
I can play it for you this afternoon. Just remind us, why has Elon Musk been in the news?
So Elon Musk made a little trip over to South Australia. Elon Musk is the Tesla guy. He's the guy that's behind SpaceX, a multi-billionaire, and very heavy into technology, obviously, and cutting-edge technology. He made a statement, which really was the sum of a whole lot of statements that have been made earlier this year, and he eventually was brought to South Australia for one of his businesses, which is the Tesla Powerwall.
Okay, let's have a listen to what he said.
This is going to be the largest battery installation in the world by a significant margin. This is a 100 megawatt battery installation. The next biggest battery system in the world is 30 megawatts. So we're talking about something that is more than three times as powerful as the next biggest battery installation in the world. And we actually insisted in writing in doing the contract that we be held to the 100 days or it's free.
What will the battery be used for? Will it be used for arbitrage or simply stability services? And when you say 100 days or it's free, who is it free for? Neon or the South Australian taxpayers or both?
Well, I think if it's for primarily the free would be for South Australian taxpayers. Yeah, and it has the grid stabilization is a huge factor. Because it's able to stabilize the grid and buffer power, you can essentially charge up the battery packs when you have excess power, and where the cost of power production is very low, and then discharge it when the cost of power production is high. And this effectively lowers the average cost per kilowatt hour to the end customer. Those will last for 20 years with no maintenance in orbit. Literally, no one can go to them, so they're designed to zero maintenance. And they're entirely powered by solar and battery.
As Telstra CEO Elon Musk talking at a press conference in Adelaide last week, what's the significance of that announcement, Morris?
So in many ways, it heralded a new era of energy. The significance of this in particular was it's relatively low cost, it's quick setup. In under 100 days you can have these banks set up, and they will look after electricity requirements for 30,000 homes. And the energy they're storing is coming mostly from wind. Can be hooked up to tidal, but that's down the track. So what you have is a very, very low cost of energy production. These batteries are for the first time can store indefinitely, and the ability to put them up quickly and remotely. It's part of this whole push into decentralised energy.
And why don't we have more of them? Is it just the cost that we have to have an investor come in like this to pay for it?
It's one of these vexed questions. I think the simple answer is because we have a legacy system. We have a system for the last 120 years that is very much around the energy that we currently have. We have wires for electricity, we have petrol stations, we have gas pipes, we have all the things in the ground and around us. It's difficult for us to walk away from. I would also say it's difficult for the companies that produce it to allow us to walk away from it. And up until now, even though there's been people, and you and I, talking about changes, wanting changes, there's never really been a viable change that we could make. All of the alternative energies that we've ever talked about and that we think might be around only still account for just under 3% of the total world's energy production.
My guest is Morris Mizalowski. We're talking energy sources of the future. If you've got any ideas as to what you think we'll be using, let us know on 0448 922 604. You mentioned there with this battery, it's mainly wind energy. What is the most likely reliable renewable source of energy in the future?
The most likely renewable one, but I'm not sure it's the one that we'll end up with, is solar, because it exists, hopefully, I mean, as long as it exists, we exist. And we're told that by 2025 it will be the cheapest energy globally to produce and for us to use. We still have a long way to go from our ability to store and to house it, and that's another reason why this announcement was so vital. Behind this announcement is also the notion that Elon has also brought about into Australia this year and new home batteries that will allow each of us individually to do something very similar, not so much from wind but from other sources, perhaps from solar, and to capture that and to use it ongoing. So,
home batteries, so you will have to purchase a battery, if so, how much?
Again, there's an interesting model on this. So the straight out answer is, in Australia, we think somewhere between 7,000 and 9,000. They're just beginning to be sold at the moment. And that, of course, on top of your solar panels and all of the infrastructure required to hook that up. The difference between that and what we might have at the moment is that this will store the energy ongoing. So you can collect it this afternoon. It'll store it much like a rain tank for energy until you need it down the track. And that's one of the big differences. So the $7,000 to $9,000 investment, they say should pay itself back in a couple of years. But again, to me, the beauty of it is that it's something that we can do as individuals, and that's where we're pushing back to.
Okay, we'll see what the next step in all of this is. Morris, thank you very much. Morris Zelowski.